Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word, and my fabulous co-host, Miss Brown Sugar. We, of course, want to hear from you. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Tonight, we're going to be a little extra special. We debating tonight, even though I suspect we're going to debate, but not debate. We're talking about social media pros and cons, and will we be better without it? So if you got an opinion about that, you can call us, 347-826-7435, or you can be one of our fabulous chatters. Go to smoothdrama.com, jump into the chat room. You can be as anonymous as you want to be. And you can state your opinions. We, of course, are always in the chat room. I'm not quite as anonymous because I'm just Smooth Drama. But I love to hear and always interact with the people who are listening and in the chat room discussing what you're discussing. Me and Brown Sugar. Even though Brown Sugar be hating. But you didn't hear that from me. Also, if you want social media with us, if you're on Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. J, a.k.a. I got a lot of chapstick, a.k.a. I use baby powder still, a.k.a. mosquitoes don't bite me when I'm in the South. We'll add you, and basically wherever you find Smooth Drama, add us, follow us. We'll try to keep you entertained, and we'll talk back. We promise half the time. All right, so before we get into these pros and cons, you know, I had to address it. What's up with your people in toilet paper, Brown Sugar? What's up with it?
You know, I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I feel like it's a legit situation, though. I didn't feel like that last year it was, but I feel like this year it kind of is legit.
So,
I feel like
so
people have reason to panic.
To get toilet paper, though.
I mean, toilet paper, no, not, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like it's all, like, now. I mean, it's an urgency to everything now. And the fact that every day in the news, they keep saying it's going to be a shortage of something. It's a shortage of meat. It's a shortage of vegetables. It's a shortage of water. It's a, you know, they're programming us. But, you know.
Okay, but, see, yeah, I'm just saying, these fools, they got toilet paper from last year. I know they do. You can't get rid of You can't get rid of a damn closet full of toilet paper. Because remember, these fools had like
in a year. Five. Yes, you can.
Okay, all right. Well, I mean, maybe.
I mean, once they had it, who said they were rationing it out?
Yeah, well, that's why you buy so much, right? I didn't know that we.
You know, they probably bought so much.
Going through a roll
thinking
a day.
Thinking that, oh, I have it, and I can just, yeah, well, not necessarily, hopefully, a day, but, you know, 2-3 days.
Okay, all right.
I don't know. I'm, you know, I'm always trying to advocate for people, so, and they're not.
Yeah, but you shouldn't. You really shouldn't, because they don't deserve the benefit.
I know. They don't. And I know it's ridiculous. I do.
Yeah.
I know people are foolish.
So please, But I get if you're hoarding food. Hoard your food. But don't hoard. Don't make it weird. I'm in the grocery store and I'm scared to look down the toilet paper aisle. That was a weird feeling last year. It was really like Twilight Zone-ish. Right. You remember being scared to go to even walk past that aisle, like I might get robbed.
Yeah, I could just remember just feeling sick to my stomach about the whole thing. Like it was like a dread.
Yeah. And remember, I had to post when I did Smart and Final, and
when
I saw toilet
found some.
I'm like, oh shit, I can buy toilet paper, and I'm like, I remember I had it in my cart, and the woman just looks at me like, you buying toilet paper? And I look back at her like, yep, I'm buying toilet paper. I don't want to do that again.
And leave me alone.
I don't want to do that again. It was awkward.
But if it's not toilet paper, it's going to be something else. So
it really is.
I mean, every day they're talking about, because they're talking about it's going to be a shortage of something.
All right. So then I'm going to ask you this question then. So what do you think? Because it's going to be something irrational. It ain't going to make sense because it's like last year was toilet paper. What do you think is the crazy thing we're going to be hoarding this year? Just speculate.
I feel like this happened too last year, but I think it's going to be something like milk or vegetables that are going to have an expiration date. You know, they expire. So they're going to spend all this money on these items, and then it's going to go to waste. It's going to spoil. So.
Okay. All right. Well, the cautious human says Clorox wipes. But I think we didn't have Clorox or Lysol last year. I know we have it this year.
No, that, yeah. I think they're ready these coming years now. And
yeah,
then we have so much other things. We have Microban.
Right.
There's so many other generic wipes and stuff like that.
Yeah, that we're not eating, though. Because toilet paper, remember, it was like folks got all this toilet paper. I'm just looking at them like, okay, you can't eat that, homie. Maybe it's going to be beef jerky. I don't know. I'm just trying to think. You know what?
I hope not.
I'm going to go with beef jerky. I'm going to go with beef jerky.
Well, that would be fine with me, because I don't eat that, so.
Yeah, I don't either, but I'm just saying, because folks might be like, okay, we need something that's going to last a while, and maybe the kids like a sunflower seed. It's going to be something silly. It's going to be something really,
really
silly.
Yeah. I can give a sunflower seed.
Yeah, so I'm thinking if there's a sunflower seed shortage, I don't know, the hood might go crazy. Ain't no sunflower seeds. Might get shot. Like, hey, when y'all gonna get them sunflower seeds? We ain't got no sunflower seeds. But, hey, he raised his shirt with the gun showing. I need you going back and look, see if you got some sunflower seeds, homie. I can see that. Somehow in this crazy world, I can see that. Oh, and for the people in the chat room, because it's the most scrumptious of apocalypse, I put a clip in there from Australia in the middle of an article about abusing dogs. There's a 2-second clip. It's toward the end where they just say Hail Satan, and there's a whole satanic ritual going on, and then it goes back to the reporter, and she's like, oh. She just rolls through it like nothing happened. It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
Okay.
Right, in the middle of the news. But, I mean, it's Australia, right? So, Hail Satan is kind of, it might be the norm there. That's why they got all that, those satanic, you know, snakes on the shelf.
Creepy crawlies.
Giant, right, giant spiders. They got.
Yeah, let's not say that, though.
Yeah. done with that. But, yeah. So, we are arguing social media pros and cons. And would we be better without it? Now, why and where do you hang your head, Brown Sugar, with social media?
Okay, so I kind of remember what I said last Thursday now. And I feel like after, 10, 15 years, I think we would be fine without it now. I think it would be nice to go back to some sort of normalcy where we didn't necessarily know what everybody was doing. Like, I don't care about any more trips to Hawaii. I don't care about anybody's margarita and Taco Tuesdays. I mean, I'm not hating. I just don't need to see, 30 posts about it.
I don't need to see 30 posts about Taco Tuesday. Okay. All right. Well, seems like I think we have a caller. Let's see. Oh, no, we don't have a caller. All right. So I was going to say caller who called in, call back. You want to get on the air and you want to talk about your feelings, social media, yay or nay. Do you think that it is valid, invalid? So you said...
Could we do without it now?
I'm of the opinion that social media or not. You see, you're going from the ignorance is bliss. I think...
Well, not necessarily ignorance, but, I mean, how important are the things that we're seeing on social media?
So you know how I'm attacking. And my listeners, if you know me, you know I always attack the root. I don't care about the leaves. I don't care about the fruit from the tree. I'm about the roots. So, I believe social media. It first started, I think, 1997. If I was reading it right, 1997. And, of course, there was the now-defunct MySpace. And you know, I didn't know Justin Timberlake paid $35 million for MySpace. Sucks to be him.
Oh, I didn't know.
He bought MySpace. He thought it was going to blow. Yeah, but it blew you very badly. But social media, I mean, obviously there's the pros where you can speak with people, you can catch up with folks that you weren't necessarily close with as far as distance wise. You can just casually see it. I guess it's like we used to say, what, little white lies. So now it's like little white stalking. If we continue on that trend.
Yeah.
It's little white stalking. That's what we can call it on social media. Now, when you talk about people posting what they ate and how many bites it took to get through their sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I washed my car today. Those are trivial facts to you, Brown Sugar, but they was important to those people. And hey, right now I'm at the ice cream shop. I checked in. Recognized. Come stalk me. Please, if you're my stalker, please come see me. I'm looking for it. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm of the belief, though, to be honest, most people don't have stalkers, to be honest, like legit stalkers. Mm. I mean, people are nosy, fair enough, but, I mean, like a legit stalker, most people don't have those. The average person does not have a stalker.
A great stalker doesn't let you know.
I feel like stalkers, if they're truly stalking you, they kind of want to leave hints to let you know that you're being watched.
No, see, I would disagree.
No?
Yeah, I would disagree with you. See,
then there's no fun in it if you don't know that I know. You know what I'm saying? You know I know, and I know you know I know.
Right.
There's a little. So you have the person that's being stalked has to know a little bit. They have to know a little bit.
But your stalker is what I'm saying. Your stalker, depending on the degree of stalker that you have. So as a woman, I think you would agree that your stalker is probably a little bit more dangerous to you, right? So
I don't have any stalkers, so no.
That you know of. That you know of.
But I mean, then I don't know I'm in danger, so I don't feel like I'm in danger. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I'm not saying
but
that.
I feel like if I did have one, they would want me to know a little bit. Like they would, you know, leave some hints that they're watching.
Okay, well, that's what like buttons are. See, I'm a guess.
Yeah, nah.
No, because the like button is telling you because you get a record of who likes what you post.
Yeah, and it depends on what it is, though. If it's something, I mean, it's hard to gauge if they're stalking you, like legit stalking you, or if they're just agreeing with what you posted, or if they're just liking the picture you post.
Okay.
Someone likes something doesn't mean that they're stalking you.
So your argument was, and I believe you threw the argument out, that, yeah, they want you to know. And so that's what that is. I liked it. I want you to know I saw what you did. I'm looking at you. Right? So, in essence.
So then does that mean everybody that likes whatever it is that someone posts, that means that they're stalking them?
Remember, we already established, we said the little white stalking. Like little white lie, little white stalking. Little white stalking. That's all. We gonna make up some terms here. That's how we do here at Smooth Drum. And we'll continue this in the next segment. Right now we're gonna go on break. This is Clay Creation. From the crate of he descended from somewhere y'all probably don't wanna know about. Pockets.
Yeah. I wish a nigga was darker. Look. G.I. No, you can never fold it. G.I. Show niggas toy soldiers. Dark niggas like B.I.N.G.O. I'm like M. It's Benzino. And the boy bank account got them Benji's though. God never been the gods, if we been Zeno. Oh, and this year ain't my only win. And this year ain't your only been. Have been. Should have been. Would have been. Could have been. Something great. The 10's been late. So if you run up on the boy, the bottom meet in your face. I see great pleasure in watching niggas die. Lawn, I've been on and I'm top five.
on it. Man, I'm sick with the fun. It's good, cooked on. The shows I'm booked on. Make the money come fast. Cash on Ramadan. Ooh, shawty bad. Man, that ass on Ramadan. Baby, turn around. Let me see that thing. Ramadan. I only gave that shit. Then you niggas get something. Baby, I'm a Don. Not the time of St. Laurent. Put you in the dirt. Nigga, dirt. This ain't what you want. Niggas more interested in follow the count. I'm more interested in dollar amount. I put blood like I'm Dracula count. The unconscious in my verse, miraculously I'm not. Niggas really act like that, nigga. You don't even trust yourself, I only trust the shooter. You sit back for what's in store, bitch, I am the looter. Goofy of goofies, the necklace of goofies and wait. Coop full of goofies, ridiculous booties and wait. I snipe all the goofies and call all the duties and wait. Hold on, I think I found my pocket. A pocket for profit, I'm proud to see you with pockets. Pocket Paul, picking me with pockets, keep my penmanship. I can pick perfect pressure lockets. My career rocking with no intentions of ever stopping. I specialize in a plethora of precious topics. Bitch, my skin is honest like I'm retro star. Or downtown, they go bars. Learn the ways of the force on planet, they go by. And your rap, you niggas lying, but I see no stars. Biblical clay, I see no jars. I get the throat, I don't see no jars. Play the ghost, I don't see no flaws. Please do these flaws.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Clay Creation Pocket. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435. 347-826-7435.
All right. Why you think I'm hating on Elmo?
Huh, is he talking about Elmo bothering Waldo? Don't do Elmo like that.
Okay. You don't know Elmo gangster.
You know, he can be, but he's not freaky like that. Leave Elmo alone. He's still for the kids.
So for
he's still for the children.
I know. There's a lot of people that's for the children.
We don't want to make Elmo a rapist if he's for the kids.
I know. I shouldn't have said that. I'm like them other folks that have Bert and Ernie as gay and SpongeBob and all them. I'm kidding. Kidding.
I know.
Kidding, y'all.
Let's leave children to be children.
We're gonna leave Elmo alone. No, I disavow my stance against it's a joke. No, Elmo ain't out there kidnapping Waldo. And yeah, all right. You're just gonna leave that alone. So we're talking about social media pros and cons and will we be better without it? So You stated your opinion. He's like, you think that we'd be a little bit better about it. And
yes, we would be.
So you're saying people talking to each other, like they would actually talk to each other. I would think so. No? Huh? You think so?
If you just look at the generations before us, what did they do? And before them, they wrote letters. Like, people wrote long letters to one another before the telephone. So I'm just saying.
Okay. Right. So a long letter is sometimes people have those long text conversations, which, I mean, I never really wrote a letter. I can't say that I've
never
letter. Yeah.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Because it was like you just pick up the phone and you had a conversation. See, because I know there are a lot of people who the conversation part, that's the hard part. You can't express yourself how you feel you want to verbally, so you throw it in the letter, or you see people now, they throw it in the text, because the text and the letter is the same thing.
It's one and the same.
Conversation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I've always been of the opinion that, you know, social media, it's still, it's the uncut truth. So what's happened is the reality of who we are is front and center. And a lot of people have a problem with it. I love it myself. I love it. Because, you know, now you see there's no, like y'all, Brown Sugar was appalled to find out that there's people who hate women because women won't date them because they're jerks. Now, to me, it's the obvious thing. Yeah, you suck as a human being, and so women won't date you. But they're mad at you because you won't accept the fact that they suck. And you still won't. You can't date me. You want to date him. And so there's those people. And then, of course, we got the racism. We've got the endless video visuals. We got people who now, well, TikTok is where people just dance and you watch people dance. And y'all know me, I love watching white people dance when I'm on vacation. It's my thing. You know, we talk about fetishes. It's my fetish. I ain't saying that I'm doing things while I'm watching them dance, but I can tell you there's a special tickle in my throat. There's maybe some hair stand up on my arms, on my legs when I see it happening.
Would you like to watch people dance on the ones and the threes? Instead of the twos and the fours?
Yes, it's the most amazing thing. And I can do it for hours. If you know me, you know I can do it for hours. It's literally my thing. Literally. So, I can't do the TikTok thing because I feel like I'm sitting in the house watching you dance. It's weird. No, I got
I don't have TikTok, so I just feel like between Facebook and Instagram, that would be just added to like wasting time. So I've already picked my two time wasters.
Well, I mean, we know that the there's the evolution of social media, right? So we remember there was the MySpace. I mean, realistically, you know, when I looked it up, Morse code was how people first started conversing with each other cross country, whatnot.
Yeah.
So you would have people talking. Now, obviously, it wasn't on the level that we had, but it still was people talking. So I'm guessing there's probably a history of Morse code in people at the time who were at the shops who knew Morse code. just having long, elongated conversations that probably never show up in history. But you start thinking, the first social media network, 6 degrees profile, I don't even know what that is, but it uploaded 1997, then 2001, Friendster. I don't even know what that is. Mm-hmm. Then there was LiveJournal, mm-hmm. and then, which was purchased by Google, and then LinkedIn 2002. 2003 was your MySpace, and then 2012, Google Plus. But Facebook came in and smacked all of them. As a matter of fact, the stats are 72% of U.S. adults use social media, 73% YouTube, 69% of the adults are on Facebook. That's a lot of people. 75% of U.S. adults 18 to 24 use Instagram. And 73% of U.S. adults use Snapchat. Now, I've never done the Snapchat thing. I know it's supposedly it's the videos that you put up, but they go away, so people try to get a little risque, and then all of a sudden you think it's going away, but you don't understand that people can screenshot stuff. It's like it's one of those basic things that it's like, yeah, you know, you can screenshot things. But trying to explain that to folks. So I can hear you, Brown Sugar. I know you're saying people mm-hmm. talking, and then there's the useless stuff to you because you don't want to see the fact that I had eggs and hash browns this morning.
No, I feel your hate. I don't there. Care.
I feel your hate there. But,
I don't hate. I just don't care. I mean, that's not hating, though. I don't see why. I mean, there's just certain things I just don't understand. Like people who talk about, who talk about their whole day. I woke up, I took a shower, and it's like, okay, well, that's what you're supposed to do. And not everybody does it, but if you do it, I'm not giving you like a kudos for that. You're supposed to do it.
Okay.
I don't congratulate people on things they're supposed to do. So that's all what I'm saying. I don't care. It's not a big deal. If you clean the kitchen, good, you were supposed to. If you cleaned your room, you were supposed to. If you cleaned the bathroom, you're supposed to. I don't need to know all that.
All right. So
those are just things that everybody does.
All right. So I think what you're missing here is that you have people who they don't have that good girlfriend, that good boyfriend that they can call and have these conversations. So they won't have a conversation with everybody. It's like somebody, look, I'm doing regular stuff.
And so I do get that. And I feel like initially it was wonderful. I think now, though, it's not as. You know, there are fewer conversations being had, I think, unless, you know, they're private. So if these are private conversations, if more private conversations are being had, then, okay, that might be it. But I feel like if that's the case, then it's why not just exchange phone numbers and text? Or why not just exchange an email and do it that way?
But
I mean, there's more than one way.
No, but you are actually. So, for example, you're on Facebook. Somebody can messenger you. If you're on Instagram, I mean, we've heard the term, right? Slide up in your DM. It's nice and nasty, right? It sounds nice and nasty, right? I'm going to slide up in your DM, right? And so, and you know that this is on your phone. This is on your phone. So it's actually like giving out the phone number. I mean, I have your username. I'm following you. I done slid up in your DMs. We having them conversations. So I have your phone number. See, phone number is just, it's that number. But if I have your screen name and we're Screen Buddies, I have your number. It's the same concept. It's just we not looking at it like that. It's like, well, they ain't got my number, but they can hit you up. And you check that social media all the time because you probably check your social media just as much as you check your text messages, if not more. So,
yeah.
That's the whole, because it's all in how you want to look at it. So for me, most of my social media, I'm trying to figure that out. I do on my computer. I don't do a lot of that on my phone because I'm a word with friends guy. So if you see me on Facebook, 98% of my social media Facebook is good old fashioned word with friends.
It's gaming.
Yes, I've got 40 games going at the same time. So that's what I'm doing. So I'm hardcore with that. The rest of the social media part, I don't have 9,000 pictures of me looking to the left, looking to the right, looking down, looking up. I'm not doing that. I can't do it. It's no. But that's, so when we make these arguments, we say the pros and cons. I say, look, for better or worse, this is how people are. People have always been assholes. It just now, to the extent we didn't know that asshole symmetry was this huge. We now know that there's an inordinate amount of assholes in the world. And now they've discovered that, oh, you're an asshole too, and you live in Russia? Cool, let's talk. You're an asshole and you're in Australia, New Zealand? So just the United States alone. You know, you had to find the assholes locally. And it was a chore. You would go to the bar. You go to the club, and that's where you're, it's like Cheers, right? Everybody knows your name. They was also glad you came. That's your group of assholes. And so now they have whole Facebook groups. They follow each other. They have whole social medias that they've taken over. And they're all good. And for me, I'm cool with that. You know, I enjoy the fact that people are comfortable in their ignorance. I think it's a beautiful thing. Never arguing with it. So?
Yeah, I just feel like, I feel like people are coming away from it all, you know, to a degree. It's not as, you know, the thrill is gone, the newness is gone. The honeymoon period is over. That's all.
Well, see, but I think that's the challenge. That's where the creativity comes in. So if you're, whether it's internet or live, it's just there you just gotta have a random button. You just gotta be randomly different but still be cool under pressure. I think what happens is the social media dynamic, just like quote unquote real life offline, people get into conversations. Like you say, when they're conversating, brown sugar, they conversate, mm-hmm. and
yeah.
you conversate talking about something, and I don't agree with it, and then all of a sudden we get into this fight that takes vicious turns on the internet. See, because I see y'all. I see y'all in the chat room talking about how text is much more interesting and all that. But then things get misconstrued in the text. And then, boom. Something that if you was having a conversation about, you like, because there's a reflection, there's a tone. You know, because I can say, you stupid brown chick. And then if I say that in a text, you're like, what you mean? Why am I stupid? See, because it depends on what voice you hear it in your head. The text has no reflection. You know, because I can say something. Like, what's that, shouty? You stupid. I'm being facetious. I'm like, right? But you don't hear that. You don't hear that. And so
your thug voice is just crazy.
Yeah, I know. That's why I do it. I love thugging on the internet. It's internet thugging is like the best thing ever. So, but you see, that's what I'm saying. So social media, that's what happens with the social media, because there's no tone. It's just the words. And so it always happens.
I agree.
Talk about trolling. And then because people don't know how to disagree without being violently disagreeable. Because even in talking, they can't be they tend to be violently disagreeable. And then you get to the point where, nah, I got to insult you. And we got to go through all that. Because we know now that they talk about there's such thing as internet bullying. And I know it happens, but I just don't believe in it, because I can't be bullied online. Because what you say on there, I just don't care about. I just don't. Oh, you say I suck. I'm hurt.
I mean, I beg to differ, because I've actually seen online bullying, and it's more than just like somebody saying you suck. It's going to your profile or your page and bringing up pictures, talking about, you know, personal issues. It's more than just that. So, yeah, online bullying is like for real, and it can be like a dangerous thing.
Yeah, I know. That's why I don't pay it no mind. Oh, you going to my picture? Yeah, you was ugly. Da 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 da. And you know, I would normally say, but that's probably not what your mama would say. But I won't say it, because I'm not getting into that argument.
So,
I mean, so if I was to lower myself and go back to high school with the people, because I mean, basically, social media is like high school. It's so people express themselves in a very young and immature way on the internet. There's no maturity. I think Dave Chappelle wrote that Twitter was like the bathroom wall, and so he starts thinking, right? It's remember the bathroom wall? You go in the bathroom wall, people draw dicks, whatever, on the bathroom
or
wall.
Or a good time call.
Yeah, right. They put out your phone number, and so I expect now that's what people do. I mean, so we have the revenge porn, right? Remember that's the thing now, where somebody will take pictures of you, or somebody will just take a picture of your face and put it on the naked body, and you're having sex with a mule or something stupid like that. They'll just do all kinds of stupid stuff because they're not with you no more. You know, it's one of the most juvenile things. And y'all know how I feel about people who are out here talking about, I had sex with such and such. You know what? I'm glad you had sex. I'm happy for you.
I'm glad you got some.
Right.
I don't care who it was with either.
Right. It's like, but you see it, and it's like, yeah. And so you want to down them. It's, you suck. I mean, that those people who are the bottom of the barrel, where they say the bottom of your or whatever is like 1%, it's like droppings or something like that. That's what I think of the people that do that kind of stuff. That's just me. You know, you're that 1% nasty stuff that we just try to ignore. That's how I feel. I mean, you know what? You think something different, but the whole you're beneath scum of the earth. That's it. So on that note, we're going to go on break. This is Run the Jewels. Ooh, la, la.
Looking for info, I left a friend. Jump out of my bed like when I read. You go hold the egg, wait to bring a check. When we talk, we come at your call. Keep us in your thoughts, really fast at the crack of dawn. But they're getting off, I can hear them from the block. See them creeping through the floor. Even speeding up, even season can start. Oh my God, look alive, looking like I live life on a crooked line. Suicide, you want maximum stupid, I am the guy.
First of all, fuck the second line. We is fucking y'all, pick up off. Or just on the half deal, reach your ball. And the push of tea and steel. Fuck the wall, I'm a scar, I'm a dirty dog. Ha 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 ha. Oh, dirty bastard, go in your dog. Gimme, y'all. Gimme, 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 go and gimme, y'all. Fusing lyrics, my linguistics are to do the damage, y'all. And I rap it for the ratchet, keep set up the camera.
Was Run the Jewels, Ooh La La. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435, 347-826-7435.
All right. So we were talking about social media pros and cons and will we be better without it? I think we've both stated the argument. Brown Sugar is like, you know, we didn't have social media, people would be forced to talk to each other. I disagree, because I think, because hate has been around for a long ass time. Folks been hating on folks since before hate was a word. I just think no matter what, we're conditioned to hate because that's what our society is. So it wouldn't matter whether or not we had social media. Last time I checked, last time we had the pandemic in the 20s, we had the Red Summer, where all the different black communities were snuffed out. So, I mean, we could say we've made progress, I guess, if you want to call this progress. Whole communities haven't been raised. It's 2021. In 1921, a whole lot of cities were raised. So now we just got silliness. So the evolution of the silliness of the more scrumptious apocalypse is now everybody's getting that work. Back then, we just got that work. Now everybody's getting it work. So everybody's irritated. So I'm cool with everybody being irritated. That's the beauty of this.
I mean, I'm not saying social media isn't, like, doesn't have some benefits. I'm not saying, like, it's totally trash. But I do feel like we were saying in the chat, there's trolls, there's scams. And not to say that there wasn't that before, but we see it more now. It's affecting us more now. I feel like even the pandemic would be a lot different if social media didn't exist, because we wouldn't be fed this false information. People wouldn't be able to just say whatever their opinion was and have other people believe it and repeat it.
Yeah, but see, how it used to be was there was only a certain segment of the population that got to speak. So if we take how it used to be, pre-social media, pre-internet explosion, basically we would have them ignorant folks that was at the Capitol trying to overturn the government. They'd be the only ones talking on TV, talking stupid. And then you would have your occasional dude, the occasional black person that you shake your head at, like, why they let this go on TV?
Yes.
Those would be the only people talking. I don't know if we try and live like that.
I feel like before social media, people were more concerned about what they said and how they spoke and what was fact and what was fiction. Because now there's too much misinformation out, and you can say whatever. I think people had integrity, more integrity back then, too.
Okay. So you watch those civil rights videos when kids, they were desegregating the schools and the kids was going through there. That was the nice stuff. That was the nice stuff. So nowadays you would hear all the words. So I guess you're saying because we hear all the words and all the evil, it's bad. But I think it's good because you know. So I don't have to explain to a youngster where they stand and how people feel about them, because they know. They see this ignorance every day. So the job of a parent, of an elder mentor, whatnot, is to navigate them through that. See, because once again, we always talk about it takes a village, but basically the village ain't doing their job, and that's why the social media.
Well, the village was told to mind their own business, and I'll raise my child the way I see fit. So,
okay,
and
yes.
Then to like parents. I mean, I hate to like get into like parenting because everybody's parenting style is different. But, I mean, you can't always guarantee that a parent is doing the right thing.
Right.
Part of the problem is there's a lot of parents
on social media showing their ass. So, you know what I mean? And their children see it.
Right. So
yeah, and without that attention, parents probably would be more focused on raising their kids and not getting likes and hearts and DMs.
Well, once again, we're still talking about the parenting part, because these people that are showing their ass on social media, that they're the ones who weren't getting them hugs like they should have got. If your mom, you're a middle schooler and your mom is a social media influencer, and she's on TikTok dancing like 2-3 hours a day, yeah, I'm going to guess that the parenting process for her wasn't all that positive. I'm just going to take a guess.
Well, maybe it could be. I won't say no. It wasn't necessarily positive, but it wasn't necessarily negative. But because if you look at it, we're the generation who were latchkey kids, who stayed home, who were alone a lot. So, and that's not always a bad thing. That doesn't always mean neglect. That just meant that parents worked and you had to come home by yourself. Daycare or child care was scarce at that time. And so, I mean, it is about gaining attention that you know, and validation that you may not have received as a child.
See, but the reality is, in those latchkey days, you weren't really alone. You weren't really alone. So when we talk about that, we know we had friends and stuff happened. And so now it's just when we talk about it, those kids who are latchkey kids, because they're still latchkey, they have social media. And so the maturity or the immaturity is just on display at another level, because, once again, you get to see it now. So we know people was doing things, teenagers by themselves, is getting into some stuff.
No, I'm talking about young kids, not teenagers.
Right. Yeah, I'm talking about
elementary, middle school.
Okay, but even new. Yeah, so they starting. When I was at Children Having Children, we had many cases, 11, 12-year-olds having kids. So, there is a lot of that. That's been there. It's just like now we just know about it more. I mean, because I saw the stats just looking through the paperwork. But now that paperwork is just on Google. So we can all look up the stats. So that's what the difference is. You can see it. If you want that information, it's there. So if you're an information seeker, boom, it's there. If you want to be stupid enough to, hey, me and my 13-year-old girlfriend, we be getting it. You're stupid enough to put that up there. You have the opportunity. It's once again, as a parenting thing, and you have to teach your kid, hey, you don't want to put all that out there, homie. And if you do, you might be on punishment and I'll take your phone. I mean, there's things that you can do as a parent. And see, once again, we're still talking about the village. It's about the village doing their job. If the village ain't doing it, who's going to do it? I mean, that's what we're talking about. And that's what people, it wouldn't matter social media or not. The village still ain't doing its job. And until that happens, we going to have the same result, social media or not. It's just, without the social media, you're just not going to know that it's coming, bro. You're going to be totally surprised when they show up in front of your door. And on that note, for Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. If you want to continue the conversation, we're at smoothdrama.com. Jump into the chat room. We'd love to hear from you. But, Matt, we'll catch you on the flip side. Peace, love. Hair grease and brown sugars. I'm not going to say it. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys
smooth.
Drama.